In Venezuela and elsewhere, President Hugo Chavez draws attention for his socialist policies and often anti-U.S. stance. Now he is also drawing tourists. As Jan's Eric Gold reports from Caracas, lefty Norteamericanos are suddenly hot to vacation in Venezuela.
The crime-ridden barrio of Petare on Caracas's east side is not considered much of a tourist destination. The rundown neighborhood is packed with cinder block shacks, and the streets are filled with sewage. Most vacationers in Venezuela would opt for the country's tropical Caribbean beaches. But Rene Kaczynski, a 62-year-old professor of sociology in Boston, visited the barrio's social leaders on a tour of Venezuela.
Now in Boston, they gave us oil, and that's very concrete. So, there is something happening here, and it feels very much like Cuba did at the beginning of the revolution.
Much like Cuba in the 1960s or Nicaragua in the 1980s, Venezuela has become an epicenter for foreign leftists fascinated by the country's political movement. A diplomatic fight between Venezuela and the U.S. is intensifying. Some Americans unhappy with the Bush administration are eager to witness Chavez's Bolivarian revolution. They've come to see his efforts to fight poverty with oil revenues.
Ya nuestro país está declarado.
Unlike the shoestring backpackers who have braved Venezuela on their own, some political tourists pay for others to do the legwork. In January, the San Francisco-based NGO Global Exchange brought 175 tourists to Venezuela. They paid $1,300 for an alternative vacation, known as a reality tour. The human rights group is better known for organizing protests against the World Trade Organization and the World Bank. In Caracas, the group bussed Americans from their 4- and 5-star hotels to visit Chavez's social programs in barrios like Petare. Milko Chacoa is a Global Exchange tour guide. He says visitors are captivated by Chavez.
They have a huge interest in seeing Chavez. To shake his hand or give him a hug would be almost a dream.
Even U.S. activist Cindy Sheehan came to Caracas as a Chavez supporter.
There's another idiotic thing that George Bush always says. Hay otra cosa estúpida que Bush siempre dice.
She received a rock star reception here in January as she visited the World Social Forum, an annual gathering of anti-globalization activists.
Creo que en este momento parte de la imagen.
Leoncio Barrios is a professor of social psychology at the Central University of Venezuela. He says the country is an exotic attraction for left-leaning foreigners because it is adopting socialism as a model for the 21st century. Vendors are capitalizing on the influx of political tourists. They sell Chavez paraphernalia on the streets of Caracas, ranging from hats to talking Chavez dolls. Linda Lopez sells the Chavez dolls at her street stand.
Foreigners are fascinated with Chavez. There are so many Chavez enthusiasts, and that's what sells.
As Chavez's cult of personality grows, the U.S. government has stepped up its accusations that he has turned authoritarian. Last month, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld compared him to Adolf Hitler. Chavez blames U.S. policies and capitalism for world poverty, and has called President Bush the greatest terrorist in the world. Now his government is threatening to suspend a majority of U.S. airlines from flying to and from Venezuela. That's if the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration doesn't upgrade the country's safety ranking. While this rough stance against the U.S. is attracting political tourists to Venezuela, this newest bilateral clash could prevent them from getting here. For NPR News, I'm Jens Eric Gould in Caracas.
Rico,